I still remember the time that I knew that the man I married was going to be my husband. So I had planned a retreat, which was led by God to bring lots of different people together. I remember us taking them to Oxfordshire. And my now ex-husband at the time was going to my church. And actually, I didn't like him very much. He was part of what I call like those boys, the ones that annoy you a bit. And I still remember the day, there was a night of a prayer meeting, and he was those guys that kind of was in church but was just like, you know, the bit cool and sat at the back, and you just rolled your eyes and thought, why? But I remember there was a day that the Lord said to me, go speak to this guy. So I did, and said, invite him to the retreat. So I was just like, oh, why am I inviting him to the retreat? So I remember saying to him, look, this is what's happening, you can come. And he's like, fine, I need a holiday. That sentence irritated me. So he came, and I just remember that 3 days, it was quite intense. The presence of God was there. He gave his life to Christ. And I remember there was a time when all the pastors and leaders were praying. At the time, they were praying for my husband. And I was just like, why are they praying for my husband? I was never one of those girls that's just like, oh my gosh, I want to get married. And I didn't really care. I was just like, I never dreamed of marriage. Not when I was young, nothing. So when people were praying about my husband, I was just like, okay, let's get through this. But what I didn't realize is that at that time, God was speaking to my husband. I remember we got back from the retreat, and a couple of days later, I was standing in a TK Maxx, and I got a phone call from my ex-husband, and he was just like, God has spoken to me, and I think you and I are going to get married one day, but you're not really my type. I remember standing there thinking, oh my days, this human being actually called me. And I hung up the phone. So it went on like that for months. I'm not the kind of person that would be like, oh my gosh, you heard from God. I was just like, I haven't. But God spoke to me a lot about him over a period of time. To the point, I still remember there was a day that I was sitting in a church service, this is the final one. I said, you know what, Lord, you're going to have to shout at me for this one. And I still remember what happened that day. And I was just like, you know what? So we became friends, or we became closer friends. We were more like irritated friends before. And we went through our process of friendship and courting and getting to know each other.
So what was that like?
It was really good. Like, we were like best friends. We were inseparable. We were everywhere together. Our personalities were very similar. We were driven by the same things. We were passionate about the same things. He knew I was very involved in ministry, so he was pushing and enabling me. I say those words very carefully because I wouldn't say partnering. That came a lot later, and it came during marriage, if that makes sense. We were a unit. And by the time it was time for us to get married, I was just like, yes, let's do this. So our marriage went around in a bit of a whirlwind, our kind of getting married and all that stuff. It was like being in a Nigerian soap opera. Because obviously there was me who's just like, I don't really want, let's just go to church and give everyone chin chin and a can of Coke after the service and let them go home. And oh my gosh, I was pulled into many a Nigerian meeting, my family and his family. It was just a bit like, okay, the English girl. I was just like, no, I was never that person. I still remember I paid £99 from a Chinese website online for my wedding dress. And people were just like, what are you doing? But I was never, I never had these fantasies of a wedding. I was always just like, I want to go into a marriage and it needs to be strong. So we did do everything. We did the big wedding, the big traditional. It was quite hilarious, actually. I remember sitting on my wedding day just thinking, wow, this is interesting. This is huge. This is far beyond my chin chin dream. But it was never going to happen that way anyway. Being a Nigerian, there's no point. There's no point even suggesting it. I regret suggesting it now because all the meetings that I ended up in were just random. But married life was interesting. We went through the standard process like everyone, most Christians do. We went to premarital counselling and all that stuff. I think on reflection, we had premarital counselling with two separate pastors. And that was my choice. The first time, I was just like, nah, the pastor hasn't got us deep enough to look at some stuff. Sorry, I asked another pastor friend to do some more counselling because I was like, no, I'm not going into marriage blind. I want to know the ugly stuff. We need to get to the root causes of some stuff for both of us. And I think it was helpful that I was never that person that dreamed of like, oh my gosh. So I was always at that point where, okay, if it's not going to work out, we will not get married, which sounds odd. But it was needed. So marriage was interesting. I think the beginning of marriage was an uphill struggle, and I'll describe why. So I have always worked. My ex-husband at the time was living a very different lifestyle before he became a Christian, so he wasn't working at the beginning. And I think lots of the beginning stages of our marriage, there was lots of that tension.
Financial
tension, and it's difficult. And I think that there's something even for men about just being and doing something. So he was trying to set up businesses and he was pushing and trying to make that happen, but as we all know, the beginning stages of any business, you're gonna make nothing. Actually, you're gonna make minus. And I could see the toll that was having on him, and it was having a toll on us too. He was always quite light-hearted and funny, but I think the first few years were a real kind of struggle. I think what makes it sometimes harder is when you're married and in ministry, it's even more so, because actually there's an expectation that everything is fine. We were lucky enough to be surrounded by enough people that could get us through some of those kind of initial aching moments, if you want to call them those. And then things got a bit better. We had some other things, and I think that's going to be like a thing all on itself. So I had some health issues, but was healed from them very early on in our marriage. And then we had some issues with fertility, which again was its own separate journey. And then we had our daughter. I think the journey of having a child didn't do what I thought it would do in a marriage. I think it in the strangest kind of way, I think it created a lot more anxiety and stress. Not for me, but I just think on the union, like who were already just trying to get past that, okay, things have settled now. And after trying for, it's interesting when you go and I don't know how many people experience this, but when you're told that you're going to really struggle to have a child, and then when the Lord blesses you with one and you go through the pregnancy, and my pregnancy was horrendous, oh my days. It was like reading Google, any type of pregnancy symptom possible. I had all of them, even ones that I didn't even know existed. And then having to go through that 9 months of what was increased, like, trauma. It was quite a traumatic pregnancy. I think I was in and out of hospital more times than any. I was just like, wow, this is interesting. And then when the baby came, it was in itself a wonderful gift. My husband was so happy at the time, and so was I. But then there was another thing that we had to get through. He was, and what life looked like for him. Because at some point it stopped being about us, and it was really about what he needed to go through. And I think he did need to go through that. It's interesting, should it have happened before? I don't know. So he started to have a vision towards Africa. And I would say that those years were probably the most strenuous. So he was traveling to and from Nigeria. And then there was a time that he just stopped coming back so much.
So did you decide that how did that come about in terms of Nigeria? This is a big change for you.
Oh, that was a massive change. It happened because it was a desire of his heart. And it wasn't something that I even realized was in the pipeline. And I think it was happening because it was going to happen. That's where he saw himself going. And I get it and I understand, but it wasn't a vision for us as a household. And I guess we tried to spend time seeing how Hannah and I, so me and my daughter, fit into that vision. How do we fit into this Africa vision? So we spent years traveling to and from. He would do the same, but it started to get to a time when he just stopped coming back so much. And it was at that point that I was just like, okay. But in my mind, everything was fine. So, you know, like you go through that kind of, I called it like denial phase. So you pretend everything is great anyway. Like, I'm just like, no, it's fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. And then people will be asking me questions. How's your husband? I'll be like, he's fine. And then I got so used to my own narrative. And I say this on reflection, because at the time I believed it. So this is me reflecting and understanding. But I'd got so used to my own narrative that everything was fine, that actually, even when people are asking me how is he, and I'm like, oh, he's fine, everything's fine, he's doing really well, blah blah blah, I realized actually I don't actually know what he was. I don't know what he's doing out there. And oh my gosh, I don't think we've spoken in a week. It's so interesting, isn't it? Hindsight is a beautiful thing. And then I think those years eroded a lot. And I still remember there was a trip that I'd made to Nigeria. And even in that trip, I didn't recognise him. And I think he probably didn't recognise me too. Does that make sense? And not like how we see each other, but we were no longer the same people. And he, in all honesty, he was a single man. It sounds weird when you say it like that, but he was a single man, and I was a single mum. and that's just how it was.
What about your sort of like romance? It wasn't romantic, what about kissing, intimacy, all of those sorts of things?
We still did that.
Oh, okay.
We were still intimate. It became like a normal duty. You do it, innit? You're married. It's part of the job. You do it, you crack on. But I think the emotion and stuff had probably gone a long time ago. Although I was still in my mind, like, everything is fine. I was operating in a space, and I guess he's a little bit more reflective than I am. So I was like, no, this is fine. We can fix it. And it just got to a point where, I'm guessing, for him, he could no longer do it anymore.